The PK Podcast.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the PK Podcast.
Good to have your listening ears with us right now.
Oh, yeah, baby.
This is Juan Rodriguez and my son.
This is Nicholas Rodriguez, his son.
And we are here to share with you a few minutes about life,
love and spirituality. Oh, man. It has been a minute since we last recorded.
Yes, it has.
And it genuinely feels good because a lot of crazy stuff has been going on in life, and this thing as a constant is really cool.
There you go. We last recorded about, I would say, it was during the summertime. We did 5 episodes.
Yeah.
In the next few days, we'll be doing 10 episodes to complete out our third season.
Yeah.
And we're glad you are with us. In fact, it's going to be kind of weird because usually we do these ahead of time and then we put them on like a few months later and they're like spread out through the year. But this time around, we're actually going to do one today, right now, and put it up this same week.
Yes. So sorry to pull the red curtain for you there, but that's how things go down.
But this week, it is going to be like we're almost live. Almost.
Almost. One could say almost live.
Almost live, but not
with,
really.
With editing and post-processing and compression and all that good stuff that makes us sound good.
That's right.
Yes, and of course, speaking of sounding good, once again, we are in the Duck Duck Production Studio. Never leave. These are the true boys. Loyalty to the boys here at Ducky Duck.
That's right. And so we are glad to be here once again, and we are sharing with you from their studio, Elite Podcasters.
Elite Podcast. That's right. I forget that specifically the podcast studio, it's called Elite Podcasters.
Elite Podcasters.
Because Duck Duck Productions, yes. I might say, does a lot of things besides just podcasts.
That's right.
But we are their poster boys, I'd like to think.
Kind of, maybe, maybe not.
We are the face.
Yes.
The voice, even.
And so we want to welcome all of you who are listening to a brand new year.
Yes.
2022.
Welcome.
Happy New Year.
Welcome to 2022. What up? Once again, the classic, this is the classic setup. You know, pastor, son, the PK podcast.
Mm-hmm.
That's the pastor. I'm the kid. And we're just going.
We're going.
This is it. Welcome to the new year, 2022.
Awesome.
A year that has come after probably the most difficult year of my entire life.
Rough year. But hey, new year, new goals, new plans.
Yes, new goals, new plans, life, new dreams, a lot of things. I think that, because we always watch the ball drop.
Yes, the ball dropped.
Every year we watch that big, glorious ball drop in New York City.
It dropped again.
The face that you had, Dad, looked like you were almost disappointed.
It didn't fail us again.
That ball dropped again. That ball.
And New York, we love you. Big Apple.
That's home.
That's home for people, not for us.
That's home right there. New York. New York City. That night, later that night, I had called my friends that live in New York.
Yeah.
My good friends, Mark, Gabby, George, and Laura.
Good friends.
These are beautiful friends. Yes. If they hear this one day, I just want them to know how much I love them. I called them because I kind of wanted like that peek into New York.
Yeah.
Right? Like, let's see what the New York is doing right now.
All right.
And I peeked in. They were in upstate, so it didn't even really count.
Upstate New York.
They were watching the ball drop. Yeah, they were watching the ball drop on their phone in the house in upstate.
Oh, mercy.
Yeah, a little disappointing,
Didn't make a trek down to, downtown.
No, they didn't make
Manhattan,
the trek down
Times
to the
Square.
City. No.
How could they not?
Disappointing. Not good New Yorkers, and fair to say, not good friends.
Mm.
Just kidding. I love them. I love them to death. But the point is that yes, the ball dropped. Yes, it's another year. And yes, it is surprising that we've made it to me. Anyways, the point is that we watch the ball drop.
We saw
that's
the ball
what
drop.
We do every yes. year. We watch the ball drop. We go to New York and we watch the ball drop.
No, we don't go to New York. We go to New York via Dick Clark's evening
Dick
special.
Clark's New Year's Eve special.
Yes.
We watched that and
well, we didn't watch it this year. We just saw the
oh,
ball
yeah.
drop this year.
Don't let anybody fool you.
Yes.
It was the Sabbath
That's
on New
right.
Year's Eve,
That's
which means
right.
we weren't going to listen to any Kelly Clarkson, any Miley Cyrus.
No, she had her own show on NBC, by the way.
She did. She had a New Year's Eve party with Pete Davidson.
Yes.
Miley Cyrus and Pete Davidson
I didn't
had
watch
their
that
own little
either.
Thing. No, I don't expect that you did, because we always watch the Dick Clark thing, but
That's
we didn't
right.
watch it this year. We couldn't stay faithful to the homie because it was the Sabbath, and
right.
above Dick Clark, like maybe like a couple inches above Dick Clark, is God, right?
A lot
and Jesus and his
higher.
Law.
A lot higher than a couple of inches.
Man, this is so far beyond the point.
Yes.
The point is that when we watched the ball drop.
We did see the ball drop.
I genuinely got filled with this excitement.
Woo-hoo.
This excitement and this, I was filled with this magical, magical feeling.
Magic.
Right? And it's something that I don't think I've ever felt, even as a kid,
weird,
towards the new year.
Hmm.
And I think it's because this past year is probably the first year where I was dealing with not issues that are outside of myself, right? Like issues affecting me on the outside rather than me just like, because I've already talked about my mental health on this podcast. We don't got to revisit that.
First season, check
right,
it out.
First season, check out mental health episode. It's really funny. I talk about how I have problems. It's hilarious.
It's hilarious.
But, you know, that joke over, this is the first time where I've really dealt with like from January to December, I was dealing with so much, right? So when 2022 rolled around, it genuinely felt like, I don't know, like I finally got what a lot of those people say of like new year, like it's like a new beginning.
You let go of the
new
baggage.
New beginnings, right? New
yeah.
beginnings, first episode of season three of the podcast.
You it let was, go of the baggage.
I let go of all my baggage. And it was crazy because I was always one to be like, well, there's nothing super, like, I understand the tradition, but there's nothing super special about a new year beginning because in reality, the difference between December 31st and January 1st is absolutely nothing.
Nada.
Right? So in truth, it's just another day. And I'm a
just
firm believer
day.
That you shouldn't wait until a new year to start fixing yourself and start getting better and you know.
But this year was different.
But this year was different.
Whoa.
This year was different because I was on this, throughout this entire year, I was on this constant journey of bettering myself
mm-hmm.
and, you know, bettering my circumstances,
mm-hmm.
you know, being okay with, you know, separating myself from toxic situations, toxic people. Toxic mindsets that I would have myself,
mm-hmm.
right? Having to really disconnect myself and then reconnect myself to the things that really matter, right? So with that said,
mm-hmm.
since I had been constantly doing that, I never felt like I fully realized my goal, right? Like realized my destination on like where I was going to end up after I was bettering myself, like actually coming to a stable place of like, you know what? Yeah, this is where I'm at. Because I thought that I would get to that point and then I'd be like, no, I'm still not good. Right? Like
mm-hmm.
I have to do more.
Mm-hmm.
I have to take more action. Something about the new year really felt like a turning point.
Turning point. 2-2.
Right? 2-2 even.
Mm-hmm.
TT even.
Mm-hmm.
It really felt like a turning point because I don't know. It just kind of felt like, you know, if there are things in my life that are this messed up, that are remaining this messed up into the new year, right? Like it's this long, I really got to leave this stuff behind, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like it's been a while,
mm-hmm.
you know? So with all of this baggage that I had been carrying, it was just like, you know, I kind of had this hope in the back of my mind of like, you know, maybe I'll remain maybe if I stay in this space, then, you know, things will get better, or I can go and I can fix this, or, you know, putting a lot of responsibility onto myself, right? And it was just kind of like, man, I think the magical feeling translates into a very spiritual feeling.
Okay.
Right? And I think every single time I have that magical feeling, right, because I've had it for multiple things, but I genuinely do feel like that is God's presence right there.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Because it's never a negative thing. I have these bursts where I just feel pure love and joy and just peace and everything run through my body. I feel it, and I can't help but have this big smile on my face
because
I'm just so happy, right? Like, that has to come from God. Mm-hmm. That doesn't just come from my human self, you know? A pure form of positive energy that has no connection to anything bad at all. Like, that's God right there, you know?
Could be.
So when I saw...
Could be.
Mm-hmm.
It could be. It could be your endorphins and your hormones.
Stuff. But I mean, when my endorphins go off, right? Like, okay, like... When I'm running, right, endorphins, you know, go through when I run in the morning.
Happy hormones.
Right? It makes me happy, right? But at the same time, I'm literally thinking about nothing else. And even if the endorphins are what's causing it, it's a chemical thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
A pure joy and pure happiness that I'm gaining from bettering my body, like that's taking care of the temple right there.
Yeah.
You know? I don't know. I feel like it can be rooted in something very spiritual. If that makes any sense.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the same goes for taking care of your mind,
right?
So this seeing the ball drop, hearing the music play, the New York, New York, dun, 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 and seeing 2022 and drinking our Welch's grape juice.
Yes.
Just made me be like, man, this is – everything before this is – my origin story, right?
Mm.
And it felt kind of, and I might be all over the place right now.
Right.
But it felt kind of tacky because I was like, you know, oh, new year, new me.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And I think that that's silly. I think it's a silly phrase. But I think that to an extent, right, if it makes you feel good to be like new year, new me, then why not? Feel good, but mean it, right?
Be and for real.
Again, I don't think it should be locked into a year, right? Like, oh, gotta wait until the new year for it to be a new me, right? But if it's around the new year and you're setting all these goals for the new year, do it, man. But really let it motivate you. Don't, when a lot of people, they say new year, new me, and what they really mean is new year, so I'm gonna start off this year with a new me. And I'm just going to keep on going from there, right? Like, it's like one shotgun burst of a bam, look at me. I'm changing things up. And hopefully these habits stay. But if they don't, I'm just going to keep on doing what I did before, right?
Like when I'm going to lose weight.
Yeah.
And get a lean, mean preaching machine.
Yeah, so that you can so that you can go on the nice water slides.
Yeah.
You remember nice, that?
Well, yeah, I don't want to
so
talk about that.
Go on the water slide. Sure.
Bring back very...
Well, we talked about this already.
Memories.
We talked about this on the podcast.
We did. It was so sad. I don't want to talk about it again.
That's true. Point is. Magical, beautiful, spiritual feeling. I felt like I was entering something, and genuinely, I promise you, from January 1st, yes, I've had thoughts, and I've had regrets, and I've had all this kind of stuff, very natural human emotions, but for the most part, I have been so outside of my own head.
Mm.
Right? And I had heard this song... near the end of the year, that said something about keeping, you need to keep your ears outside of your head because that's where they belong, right? So when they're inside of your head and you're listening to your thoughts, you don't hear the ambient noises. You don't really hear people talking to you. You're not really listening to music.
Right.
You're not really listening to God, right? Your ears, you're making them listen to your mind. That's not where they belong.
Right.
God didn't put your ears there.
That's right.
You know what I mean?
Put
on the outside. You don't listen to your brain because your brain on the inside.
Correct.
See what I'm saying?
I hear you. I follow you.
You follow? So it's, you know, all these things, again, I'm all over the place, because I'm so excited to do the PK podcast with my dad again.
Mm.
But point is that this new year is very important to me because last year sucked.
Mm.
And this year I'm really working on and striving towards remaining at peace, keeping myself together, remaining in one piece even, regardless of outside circumstances. Because I used to always think that the worst possible thing for myself is myself, that my mind is what tears me apart the most, and that nothing truly on the outside can ruin me as much as myself on the inside.
True.
Right? But something new that I found out about this year is that the outside, things that are bad on the outside, can bring me back to a place on the inside that is very broken, that I haven't been to in years, right?
Mm.
Places that ruin me, right?
Mm-hmm.
So even though I was able to take control of my inside and was able to control my own thoughts so that I didn't have to be in a place of, in a state of panic or depression or anxiety, right?
Mm-hmm.
I never considered the idea of outer elements breaking that back apart.
Mm, they truly strike up memory
right.
receptors, or that's not even a word, memory banks sure. in your head that you start recalling all the stuff that you didn't want to go into
exactly.
because your brain is like a computer and they open up that memory file
mm-hmm.
and you go down a dark road of destruction.
So, yeah, and I mean, that's exactly true. And so now the big goal is I should be able to be in a tough situation. And yes, I can be hurt, right? And I can feel pain.
Mm-hmm.
But I need to make sure I don't break because I am really stopping myself from doing a lot of good things that I could be doing.
True.
And also, when I'm broken, right? Yes, I go to God, right? I go to God to put me back together. But again, there's like this, I feel this disconnect,
mm-hmm.
right? Because again, everything's so jumbled. So it's just this year is really like, it's not because a lot of people are saying like, this year's my year. This year's the good year, right? Mm-hmm. Last 2 years were terrible. This year's going to be the good one.
Right.
Right.
COVID experience.
Exactly.
Yeah, people talking about that. Yeah.
But I think that we are going to face problems this year that are just as big, if not bigger.
Mm.
Right. It's just a little thought. That I have.
Okay.
A little prediction, a little hypothesis.
So you have a hypothesis, a prediction of 2022 saying it's going to be possibly bigger problems in
yes.
the last 2 years than the
yes.
last, like, pandemic.
Circumstances are going to be bonkers this year,
All
I
right.
think. Right?
You think, yeah. What do you base that on?
A feeling.
A feeling. So you're going off your feelings to predict that 2022 could even be worse in the last 2 years?
Maybe just for myself.
Oh, so it's going to be worse for you. Everybody else is going to be okay.
No.
So your prediction is
well,
of a terrible 2022 is simply just for you.
No, but this is what I'm saying.
What are you saying?
Is that 2022, the circumstances within 2022,
mm-hmm.
I think are going to try and beat me up
mm.
because there's one huge thing that I learned this past year,
yeah.
and that's that whenever I'm doing my best, the devil tries to pull me back down.
That is true.
Never when I'm doing my worst,
mm-hmm.
Yes, that's the right way to say it. Never when I was doing my worst did the devil bring me down further.
Right, because he already had you. He didn't have to worry about
you. I was already down, mm-hmm. right? And he knows I can bring myself down further. He's even got to work,
mm-hmm.
right? But once I got myself back up to this place of stability, right?
Mm-hmm.
Boom, another thing. Boom, another thing, right?
Boom, chakalaka.
Right now, I'm in a very good place, Dad.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm ready.
You're ready.
I'm ready for bad things to happen.
Okay, good.
Right? So what I'm saying is that because I'm in a bad place, because I'm in a good place,
yes.
I expect bad things to happen in 2022.
Okay.
But I also expect that by the grace of God
mm-hmm.
and by his power, I will be able to handle every situation that hits me way better than I ever did before and be able to take care of myself through all of it.
That's good to hear. So 2022 is going to be terrible for you, but...
No, but that's the thing. That's the idea. You'll is that
be able
it
to overcome
be.
It.
It's not going to be terrible for me.
Not
that's
be
the
terrible.
Thing. Is that the idea is that terrible things will happen,
oh, gotcha,
but I'm not
gotcha.
Going to let them be terrible to me.
Wow, I like that.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
A bunch of bad things will happen.
A bunch of bad things will happen.
At me.
To you, at you.
Right, directed at me.
Directed at you.
But the idea is for those things to be directed at me and for me to go, man, you know, that really sucks.
Mm.
That's unfortunate.
And
that's it.
And that's it?
Yeah, and that's it. And I give it to God, man, because I'm tired of, you know, we get a little deep on this podcast, right?
Yes, we do.
You know, this year I had my first ever severe panic attack. Right.
First ever severe panic attack.
First ever severe. Because the one I had before was, it was bad, but it wasn't like really bad.
Super severe.
Like the worst. Right.
Gotcha.
And then I had three other ones this year. I had more panic attacks this year than I've had in my entire life.
2021 was the year of panic attacks.
The year of the panic attack.
Wow.
Right. I'm not trying to do that again, man.
I don't think anybody goes into the year saying, I want to have panic attacks this year.
I want to have panic attacks so bad.
Yeah, because I know that some people that are actually listening to us have had panic attacks.
Oh, are you kidding me? Of course. Yeah, it's not the most uncommon thing.
Exactly. So you there know? Are people that have struggled, like you're struggling.
Of course.
In 2021, you had four panic attacks.
I had four panic attacks. Try and beat that. Try and top that, guys.
Oh, I wouldn't say
just,
that.
Just kidding. Don't try and top that. It's like golf, right? You top it by getting less.
Oh.
Yeah, that's what I meant. But anyways, in reality, yeah, it sucked. But I'm not trying to have a panic attack in reaction to everything now. You
right.
know what I mean? Because it wasn't in reaction to everything. That's not what I mean. But to bad things that happen to me, whether they're based off my choices, right, or if they're based off just things just boom, hit me like nothing, I'm really striving to be in that very grounded position where it's like, yeah, I knew this would happen, right? Because they're like sneak attacks. It's like, sneak attack? Nah, I expected this to happen.
Well, yeah, I think that in reality, the truth is that unfortunately, as human beings, we are all going to suffer something that happens to us
yeah.
or at us or in our families or in our circle of friends or whatever it might be, something's always going to go wrong. And I'm reminded of a Bible verse, actually, that I was looking up here.
Okay.
Jesus said here in John chapter 16, verse 33, he said, I have told you these things. He's talking to his disciples. Let me set it up. He's talking to his disciples.
Yeah, set it up first.
He's telling them that he's going to die. He's going to leave. He's going to go away. And the disciples are freaking out. And they're not liking what they're listening from Jesus.
Yeah.
But then he goes on to say this, I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. So these things are going to happen. It's going to go crazy. But I'm saying this because in me you can have peace.
Right.
In the world, you will have tribulation. Like he pretty much says, it's going to happen. Like you're going to have...
Yep.
Bad stuff happened to you in 2022, just like you had bad stuff happen to you in 2021, just like you had bad stuff happen to you in 2020.
Yeah.
And the list goes on. Every year we live, every year we suffer, every year we are able to overcome if we hang on to the Lord. And so he says, in this world you will have tribulation, but take courage. I have overcome the world. And I think... For me, in a nutshell, when we are having terrible times, like your prediction of terrible 22.
The terrible 22.
Terrible 22.
This year, dude, I'm telling you, I got a feeling this year is gonna get me. It's going to try to, at least.
Terrible 22.
The dark year.
The dark year. The terrible 20s. So as you continue in your 20s, now that you're going to turn 22.
I'm going to turn 22 this year.
In 2022.
Well, that's what I've done every year. I've always turned the year, the number of the year that we're in.
Yeah, that's right.
That hasn't changed.
2022, you turned 22.
Yes.
And so during this time of tutus for you,
okay,
you're going to have a terrible time according to your prediction.
No.
No, you're going to have terrible things happening to you or exactly. coming your way. But Jesus says, I have overcome.
Yeah.
I'm going to be with you. You're going to go through tribulation. It mm-hmm. says a hard time. It says terrible tribulation in 22. And you can overcome and be of good courage if you hold on to Jesus.
That's the goal. Because I really want to be stronger this year, you know? And I think that a lot of it is mental development, getting the tools to better yourself mentally, emotionally. But the biggest thing really is spiritually, because I can strive to be, the idea is to strive to be more like Jesus, right? Mm-hmm. I'm never going to be just like Jesus, mm-hmm. ever. It's impossible. But as long as that's the goal, right? Then I will consistently become a better person. Right. If in my actions I attempt to be more like Jesus, right? I have to strive for that perfection, right? Not expecting for myself to be perfect, but if I strive for that perfection, I try to be more like him, then there's no doubt that I'm going to be a better person with each day that passes.
Well, I know this. I have a philosophy, in fact.
Do it.
I have a philosophy that has never failed me.
Okay.
In a philosophy that has never failed anyone that has followed this philosophy.
Okay.
And that philosophy is this.
Did you come up with this?
I'm sure I didn't come up with it.
Okay.
So, but it is something that I've come up with the words that I use, but okay. not necessarily with the idea. The philosophy is this. If you create space to take time with Jesus every day, mm-hmm. everything else falls into place.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So that is my philosophy. I mean, you're going to have bad times. You're going to go through rough times. But if you can create that space with the Lord every day and you're connecting with him and connecting your heart to his heart.
Yeah.
And understanding more of his ways for your life. Because and also asking him to come into your heart every day mm-hmm. and be the king of your heart and be the Lord of your life and be the one who controls your every moment. But in all honesty, just surrendering all and allowing him to be the Lord of your life and making your priority, everything else falls into place. In other words, problems, they're going to come and they're going to go. You're going to get through them. You're going to get through them. I remember a sermon by Louis Giglio that I heard one day. It was super awesome. One of my favorite preachers of all time. He says, you are either going into a chaotic storm or you're inside of a chaotic storm or you're coming out,
coming out of a
chaotic storm.
Yeah.
So in essence, when you come out of the chaotic storm, that's when you are like – have learned your lesson, have looked back, and you're happy, you're joyful, all that kind of good stuff. Then as you're living your life, you know that, again, tribulation will come according to what Jesus said, and you just hold on to the Lord during the whole time. You'll be able to get into it and come out of it growing and understanding that God never abandons you.
Yeah, and it's important to note that because we're either in, going into, or coming out of a storm, therefore, once we come out of the storm, right, what's next? We're going into one, right?
Yep.
So with that mindset, the idea to say, oh, I got to change the things around me so that the world can be more peaceful, right, so that life can be more peaceful, right, or I can have perfect peace. But the truth of the matter is that peace is something from within.
Exactly.
Right. So you're not going to change the storm, right?
Nope.
The storm, you can't change the weather.
Change the weather.
The idea is making sure that, you know, your boat is good and your crew is taking care of what they need to take care of. And, you know, everything is in check.
And I think the way that you do that, again, is by not trusting your own way of trying to do it on your own.
Yeah.
But surrendering and asking God to live in us so that he can live through us. Because if we try to create the strength that we need, we will never be strong enough.
Yep.
We're going to depend on his strength.
Dang. Wow. Mm-hmm. You're so good at that. And I want to say before we leave that for people to know, I am in a very good place right now, right? Things aren't terrible. I'm actually fantastic right now. I'm the happiest I've been in a while. So it's everything's good. I'm not struggling currently, right? I'm not in this hopeless space where it's like bad things are happening and I feel bad right now, but you know, maybe one day I won't feel bad. No, I actually feel very great and I feel very confident about this year.
You're not like that donkey from
okay.
What was that donkey?
The donkey. The, yeah.
From what's that cartoon Disney thing? Winnie the Pooh.
I am not Eeyore.
You're not like Eeyore right now. Eeyore.
No, these past few months I was a little bit of an Eeyore, but
everything around me is terrible.
Exactly. No, right now I am very much. You know what? I'd go as far as to say that right now I am a realistic Tigger.
A realistic Tigger.
Right.
Oh my.
So I am
bouncing.
I'm bouncing.
You're bouncing into 2022.
I genuinely have never felt more like, yeah, I'm doing this.
Mm.
You know, like I feel great. And you know, whenever you know this, we were talking about this yesterday. Whenever I'm thinking about things that I, you know, that I'm wondering or, you know, something is kind of like rattling me around, instead of being like, I just can't believe this, like all this kind of stuff, like, oh, this is hurting me so much. It's more like, yo, Dad, what do you think about this?
Mm.
Because I was thinking about this, you know? I didn't feel sad while talking about it. I didn't feel angry while talking. I was like, what do you think?
What do you think about
what's going on here? Because I'm thinking, but I need a second opinion, mm-hmm. right? Very simple, very, you know, very secure. But anyways, we talked about my new year for 30 minutes.
Well, wait a second. What's the biggest goal you have then for 2022? And you talk about different things. You're talking about different things, but if you could put it in one or two sentences, what would that be?
I could put it in two words. Inner peace.
Inner peace.
Inner peace, baby.
Well, I think that, I mean, the solution is easy for that.
Oh, yeah, it is. Well, okay, so do you want me to start talking about what, like resolutions? Because resolutions are different.
No. I mean, I was just wondering, but I mean, the solution for what you want, inner peace.
Yeah, it's simple.
It's simple.
It's simple. It's just that because of my funny little brain that I have, mm-hmm. right, and the problems that I have, you know, I don't like to use them as a crutch. I think it's dumb, mm-hmm. right? And that's why I also like, you know, I take medication, mm-hmm. right? For a lot of people, they say that they don't want to take medication because it makes them feel nothing, right? Mm-hmm. And feeling depressed or anxious is better than feeling nothing, mm-hmm. right? But the fact of the matter is that medication is not the solution, mm-hmm. right? Medication puts you on an equal playing field.
Okay.
But if you do not strive to become better and take care of your mind and get a better relationship with God and, you know, really practice these things to make yourself not make yourself, but to kind of, you know, show yourself hope and happiness whether if it's through working out or through, you know, just creatively having creative output, stuff like that, then yeah, your pills are going to put you on an equal playing field, but because you don't know happiness, because you refuse to take that next step, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then you're not going to, then of course you're not going to know it, right? Mm-hmm. It also takes work, right? So with that said, with all of the work that I have been putting in since I was like, what, 11, 12 years old, right? With all of the work that I've been putting in after years of taking the same medication, I I finally feel like I'm at a place where my focus is on inner peace, where my focus, I'm finally focused, right? Because I felt like I was always trying to solve a thousand of my issues at once, right? Like, all right, next step is this. Next step is this. Next step is getting better at this. Next step is making sure I do this. And then something would pop up that made me realize something about myself that made me go, I didn't even know I was like that. That's crazy. I didn't realize that I would react to this like that. That's insane. That's something that I need to take care of. And finally, I feel like I've gone through all these things, and I'm finally at this place where it's like, wow, it's no longer this intersection. It's just a straight road. And I am ready. I am so ready to just go. And I feel like I'm ready to practice something that isn't about dealing. It's not about taking control of and learning how to deal with problems anymore. It's about learning how to be okay regardless of problems. It's almost like it's core, right? Mm-hmm. Like I was scraping off all the things that surround the idea of inner peace. And finally, I have a straight shot to it.
That's right.
So I finally feel like after 10 years of dealing with this, after like 10 years of dealing with this, that I am finally ready to really get things right. It's not just about getting rid of the bad. Now it's about getting better.
There you go.
Right. So
terrible 2-2 might end up being terrific 2-2.
Well, that's the idea of it, right? Like 2-2 can be as villainous as it wants, right? But the idea of being stable and having good footing and having God as my foundation is the idea of like, yeah, you really tried. You know what I mean? Because I could say that about 2021 too. I'm here, right? So I could say, oh, 2021, you really tried. But in reality, when I look at how I've been after everything that's happened in 2021, I was broken for like weeks, months, right? Like I was ruined. I'm not trying to have that happen. I'm trying to be like, bam, punch me in the chest. Okay, what's next? You know what I mean?
So I would say even then practicing and putting on the armor of God every day would be crucial for you. So that then truly then terrible 2-2 will turn into terrific 2-2.
Terrific 2-2?
Terrific 2-2.
Yep.
That sounds awesome.
So you, Dad, go.
Me.
I've talked for too long.
Too long. So the question you have for me is like, what are...
This year. What's this year looking like for you, man? Like, what's coming out of last year, going into this year, what's...
Oh, this year's looking very busy. For me, we have a lot of things planned, and we're excited about them. But yes, it's just going to go. I feel like 21 went really fast.
I feel like
22 is going to go even faster because there's more on the agenda. There's more on my schedules. There's more on my plate. And so we're excited for it, but we're also like, oh, here we go. So we're on
a speedboat.
We're on a speedboat in 2022, and so, but I'm gonna try to do this right. We just had someone that died that people love as an actress, Betty White.
Oh yes, yes. She died. I thought you were gonna talk about someone we knew personally.
Yeah, we had some other people like that.
Well, yeah,
but
yeah.
But Betty White, she's passed away at 99. A few weeks ago, by the time you hear this, or maybe a couple of weeks ago,
almost her birthday.
But she said something that really stuck to my brain. Mm. She said, taste the moment. No, taste every moment. Taste every moment. And so even though 22 is like a speedboat for us, according to what I see happening and things that are planned, I am going to taste
every moment, baby.
Moment.
That's right.
So by tasting, that means that 22 is going to be a tasty year. Tasty 22.
And I think it's important to note, and I don't know if you've already thought of this, but it's important to note that tasting every moment isn't like, you know, with every big thing that happens, I need to be like, wow, let me revel in this. You know what I mean? It's like, right. It's talking about right now.
Right, the little moments.
Me and you talking about this, I'm this sentence.
Tasting the podcast.
Okay. Me and you looking at each other. The laugh that we just shared.
Yes. Right? Taste it.
It was small, but it was very positive.
That's right.
Right?
Taste it.
So, yeah, I think that's important. Do you feel like you didn't do that for 2021? Like you were just too
I think that I preoccupied? Did it. No, I think I did it more in 21 than I did in 20. So
you're just, you want to do more of it.
Yes. I want to remind myself to continue to do it.
Yeah. Because, yes. I mean, if you're preoccupied, especially now more busy than you've ever been, then it's just going to be harder.
Right.
It's just going to be harder to do it.
But possible. It's going to be a terrific, tasty 22.
What is there any specific plans that you can share?
About
anything. Anything you're excited about? Anything you want to talk about?
I turned 50 in 2022. Yeah.
What do you want to do for your 50th, Dad?
I am going, hopefully, we'll see what happens with life. But the plan is, this is like a while from now because, you know, it won't be
your
my
birthday is in December.
December. But exactly. Anyways, our plan is to go to Las Vegas with my parents.
Oh, my gosh. Did you want to say that on the podcast?
Yeah, why not? Las Vegas is not a bad place unless you go out at night. And it's a very bad place.
You going to Vegas with the parents?
I'm going to Vegas with my wife and my parents. Yeah, hopefully that's the plan anyways.
What are you doing in Vegas?
I want to see the Beatles, one of the Beatles.
Whoa.
Solation.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, mom told me about that.
Ever since I was, I would say when it first came out, a long time ago, whenever it ever came out, I wanted to see that. And just walk up. My parents have never been there, or my mom has never been there. So I walk around. She's never seen all the beautiful hotels and stuff like that.
Caesar's Palace.
Not just that, yeah, but there's a lot of.
But Caesar's Palace is gorgeous.
Yeah, there's a lot of nice things. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Yep.
Nice. Big 5-0. Nice.
Yep.
Anything else? I feel like mine was like 80 years long. I mean, I'm probably going through, I'm you know.
Well, I'm glad to hear you're talking about inner peace. You know, that's a good place to be.
Yeah.
I have reached a place in my life where I have that.
That's awesome.
So everything that terrible that comes our way, you know, Jesus is our rock. And so it's a good place to live. And so really what I want to do now is to discover God's greatest desire for my life and then follow that. So I'm in that journey of discovering God's greatest desire for my life. So that I can follow it. And so that's where I'm at. I want to find out more of that, more of how that looks like so I can live in the center of his will continuously. Because when you live in the center of God's will, that's a part of having peace because you know that you are following the purpose by which he has created you to be. So I'm continuous at wanting to know all that God wants me to do. Yeah, that's where I'm at.
So before we close things down,
yes.
Let's get simpler, right?
Let's get simple.
Let's go like top 5 or top 10 resolutions.
Top 5 would be good.
Top 5 resolutions, and let's make it, you know, as deep or as light as you want it to be, whether or not, because again, we talked about busyness, tasting every moment, inner peace, right? Those are very deep goals that could take more than a year, right? So, you know, what's some things you want to get done this year? Habits you want to start?
Top 5 resolutions?
Five. Well, I said or 10, and then you said, let's do five.
Let's do 5.
So it's up to you.
I think discovering God's greatest desire for my life would be my top one. I would say losing...
Oh, yeah, in no specific order, by the way. I don't want to...
All right, losing 22 pounds in 22. That'd be super cool.
Being
able to maybe finalize a book that I have been working on for a very long time. It's not. I mean, I haven't worked on it,
but it's been in the works.
I started writing it when I was in college. So
look at this guy.
That's a long time ago.
I've known about this book since I was a kid.
Yeah, it's just a book. It's not really a long, big book, but it's just like a book.
It's just a book.
It's like a little book. A little book for kids. And so so hopefully that'll come out maybe, or at least be published maybe. Who knows? But anyways, that kind of stuff would be kind of cool. Those are my top three. I would say, I think that when I talk about discovering God's purpose for my life or discovering more of his desires for my life, those come in multiple things. So am I discovering that I, or confirming that I'm in the right place as an occupation wise, you know, am I doing where God, am I living in the center of God's will for where I need to be working? Those are things that I always ask him every year, you know, want to clarify, you know, either give me a new direction or confirm where I'm at. That's one thing I want to confirm or be sent somewhere else, wherever else that goes. And my greatest desire is that all three of my sons would become men who are dedicated to the Lord and surrendering every day to him.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yep.
That's my top five.
Let's hope that happens. All of them. Okay, my top five. No specific order. I need to get back into boxing. That is fun.
Okay.
And, you know, after this next semester, I'm going to be coming back to Orlando so I can actually, you know, consistently work on that instead of going in the gym at my college, which is not the best. Okay. For that, at least. So that, I want to get back into that so I can work out, get back on that regimen.
Mm-hmm.
I want to get the equipment so that I can start growing my beard on my chin.
Okay.
Because I don't like how it just goes under my chin.
Okay.
Right. I want to do that. What else?
By equipment, do you mean like Rogaine?
No.
Hair plugs.
There's this roller.
A roller.
Yeah, it works. My friend, who can't grow facial hair for anything, has been doing this for months, putting this thing on his face and then putting this roller thing, and he has a beard now. He has like a full beard.
Okay.
It's kind of ridiculous, but I don't know. It works. I want to grow beard. I want to grow hair on my chin because I'm tired of it just going under. Anyways.
Wow.
Anywho,
it's almost like a fertilizer for your face.
It's almost like a fertilizer for my face.
Hair fertilizer. Weird.
Yeah, a little bit. What else? Oh, I want to get at least one of my creative projects out this year. I'm working on too much stuff to not actually release something.
Release
it. It's getting a little ridiculous.
Release it.
So I gotta release something.
Don't let fear hold you back.
It's not even fear. It's just
release it.
It's dissatisfaction. I look at what I create and I go,
dissatisfaction.
Yeah, I thought you were going somewhere with that, but you just said it.
Dissatisfaction. Dissatisfaction comes out of the base of fear.
Yeah, maybe. Mm. I don't feel like it's fear, though. I genuinely feel like it's looking at it and going, this, I don't like this.
Exactly, because you're afraid others won't.
No. I promise you, it has nothing to do with other people not liking it. It has everything to do with me not liking it. I promise you. It has everything to do with Gwen, because I look at it and I go, like, for example, like clothes. I go, would I wear that? No.
Yeah.
You know?
Put it out there. Release it. Not everybody has your taste.
Yeah, but it's my clothes, so I'd want it to be my taste. I want to be able to wear my own clothes.
Yeah, just put it out there. Release it.
No. Okay, anyways.
Release.
Fourth thing I'm going to try to this year, I'm going to try and create something that I'm satisfied with for once and release it.
Okay.
Fourth thing. I'm trying to do things that I'm fully in control of, right? Because I could say things like, I want to get a beautiful wife.
Right.
Right. But, like, I don't know if I'm going to meet the woman I'm meant to be with for the rest of my life this year.
True.
Right. So,
I'm glad we're doing top five and not top ten.
I know, right? That would be too long. Let me speed things up. I want to find more ways to make income.
All right. Hustler?
I'm trying to hustle.
Hustle.
Because I've created a lot of financial goals at the end of 2021, and I'm starting to take care of my money more, at least I'm trying to.
Right.
And so, you know, I set a limit for myself, and I set budgets so that
maybe
I
your fifth one
goals.
Should be not going out to eat so much.
You know, you don't got to expose me on the podcast.
I'm just saying. That would be a good one because it helps you with number four.
You don't got to expose me in the podcast. I don't know. Cook. I want to cook more.
Cook. Oh, there you go. Cook.
But if I'm being honest with you, cooking is also very expensive.
Right. Not if you don't go out to eat that much.
No. What? No. Cooking is expensive. One meal that I made in this past year near the end of the year cost me $40.
But you cook for how many people?
Maybe like seven.
Right. So that's actually less than going out to eat at Taco Bell for seven people.
Yeah, okay. Let's end this podcast. It was a good episode while it lasted.
Happy New Year! Happy New Year! 2022. All acquaintance be forgotten. 2022. Yeah. Like a watermelon. 2022.
Hey. Thank you. Thank you for listening to the PK podcast.
Thank you for listening.
God loves you very much. God made you very special.
He loves you very much.
Bye.
Bye.